Yo, 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 what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. Happy Father's Day. This is JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show here, bringing you your June 15th Father's Day recap of the Braves here. We're outside of Truist Park, somewhere in the Battery, always undisclosed location where I'm actually at in the Battery. But the Braves had a tough outing today, lost 10-1. Game got out of hand in the seventh inning. Grant Holmes had an excellent day pitching, 15 strikeouts, but gave up a home run in the seventh inning. Gate had an error as well, the third inning, two errors on one play. Cost the Braves a run there, on a run there, but he pitched well today, but he didn't get the win. The bats were not active today. You know, but the Braves had back-to-back starts from Strider and Grant Holmes with great outings. But just today, tough luck for Holmes. Offense did not show up today for the Braves. Matt Olson, you'll hear about that in the recap on the backside here, his comments about how they just couldn't get it going today against the Rocky starter today. Brian Snicker talked about how thought they would score runs today. He felt like the offense was getting consistent. Thought they would be good at score runs, but the guy come off the injured list, not knowing how long he would be out there, getting their bullpen, runs on the board for Grant Holmes today. So that did not happen with the Braves today, losing 10-1. The Braves, the last two games, struck out the Rockies 35 times, one short of the record, over a two-day span. The Braves did win the series 2-1. But they want to get a sweep today and try to climb up the standings here. So that didn't happen for the Braves today. So disappointing, and you can hear disappointment in Grant Holmes' voice. You hear that on the back end when you hear it. I play clips for you from what they said firsthand, what they said as well. But Brian Snicker was asked, like, how do you get this thing going? He made a quip that he would be a billionaire if he knew how to do all that. He knew how to get guys to hit and figure out, you know, what's going on with the hitting. Why isn't it consistent? You feel like you turn a corner, but you can't. But then if a guy like today where you only get one run, don't support your guy who's pitching crazily, 15 strikeouts. And Holmes said he figured out in the fourth inning he had 10 strikeouts. But then Snit talked about De Los Santos. It's been on an excellent run. Came in for Holmes and just got, today wasn't his day. Four earned runs from De Los Santos. Ruiz came in, then Bummer, and then ended up with Luke Williams pitching the ninth inning for the Braves. Pretty much just saved the arms again. And still talked about Montero being on an excellent run before he gave up an outing. We had gave up three-run homer. So, you know, it's baseball. Things happen. Good, bad, and different things happen in baseball. You know, good, bad, and different things happen in baseball. Just know that. But the Braves are 31-39 now. Big series next week against the Mets. Big series for them. They can make up some ground against those guys. Like I said, no matter what I talked about, as I said, it's got to keep on working. And Snit says the same thing. They've been doing the right things. So trust in that. And Snit does believe it's going to happen. He believes it's going to be a breakthrough, and the guys will start hitting and get on a good run. They're going to have some fun. It's going to be beautiful. But you do see the Braves have some solid starting pitching going on right now. You see that with Strider, Sale, Holmes, and those guys. So just the pitching's been there. As Snit said, pitching's been there. The hitting just wasn't there. So the pitching's going good. Like I said last night, Snit says, hey, if you can give us six all innings, we can get in the pen and set up the game the way we want to do it. So just keep watching the Braves here. Tough day for the Braves on Father's Day, 10-1 loss. But this has been your Braves recap. Check out the clips, today's press conferences on the back end. Always remember, check it out, BossManShow.com, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and Believe Network. JR signing off. See y'all Tuesday. Mets in town. Check out some clips. Today's post game pressers.
You know, it's crazy. Baseball, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, I could have went out there and threw six innings and punched two, and you know, could have been different, or I could have did, you know, vice versa, but, you know, it's just, it's what's called baseball. It's like winning, you know.
What was working to get 15 strikeouts? You never had more than 9, even though you've had quite a few lately. But what today were you kind of locked in on?
You know, I tweaked a little bit of mechanics. You know, it was just more about rhythm. Having a, you know, fluid rhythm. And I feel like it worked pretty well for me today. You know, I was able to locate the sliders down, get some swing and misses on the heaters in the zone, which I haven't been able to do, you know, I feel like this season. So I feel like that was a big part of today's plan.
Rotation pieces kind of feeding off each other. How good does it feel when you guys are on a roll like this and just kind of trying to better the guy that the day before?
Oh, you know, it's great. It's kind of like hitting, you know, hitting gets contagious. You know, you see your teammates doing well. You know, you just want to, you know, kind of repeat what they do. You know, with Strider and Sale, that's really what they did the past, you know, 3 outings before, you know, before mine. You know, it was really special. You know, those guys are really good, and, you know, just try to, you know, I don't know what the word is, but, you know, just try to keep the ball rolling with the starters.
What makes that pitch so effective?
That's a good question. You know, I feel like the downward movement. I feel like that's what gets the swing and miss. You know, a lot of sliders are a little verty. You know, I feel like mine has a little bit less vert and a little bit more drop. So I feel like that's what makes it, you know, as good as it is.
How are you? At 10 or more, or, you know, you're aware of your strikeout total. At what point in time are you kind of conscious?
You know, it was probably about the fourth inning. I think I got 10 in the fourth. That was, you know, a special moment. Pitched, you know, 11 years and haven't struck out more than 9. And to do it today, you know, kind of blow by, it's pretty special, you know, but we got the loss. You know, it sucks, but, you know, it's baseball. And come out Tuesday and, you know, put it up on the board.
You think with progressing like he has the last couple of times out, you guys feel real good about your rotation going forward?
Absolutely. You know, that was an unbelievable performance yesterday. That's the best I've seen him pitch, you know, in real life, watching him in the dugout. You know, the velo and the slider, you know, everything was really good. And I feel like going forward, you know, if we stay like we are, I mean, I feel like we'll be in a pretty good position.
What was it?
Was that the scoring of the start that he gave you?
No, it's great. Really? Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
15 strikeouts?
No, that, and I felt good about putting runs on the board today, too. Yeah. You know, guy coming off rehab and all. Didn't know how long he would go. I thought, you know, hopefully we can do enough damage getting the bullpen early, and just didn't happen.
This happened a few times. Happened against the White Sox last year, against the Rockies this year, and this one kind of where you get great pitching performances. I mean, what can you say about this offense? Is it an issue just with this offense, or do we just watch this team too much and it happens to other teams?
Maybe a little bit of both, all the above. You know, we're just, I think we talked about this. I've talked about it many times. It's just like sustaining the drive with the offense. We're just having a hard time doing that. We'll have a couple of games. We had up till today, you know, I think we had four out of five. We're really good. And so we're starting to click here and get this thing rolling. And we just can't get off the mat and put anything together for an extended period of time to, and we haven't all year. just one of those things. I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. So it just keep waiting for it to happen. You know, I'd say these guys have done it before. They sound like a broken record. They've done it before. They're capable. And we all know that. But we have to do it. And we're not being able to do that.
This happened a few times. Happened against the White Sox last year, against the Rockies this year, and this one kind of where you get great pitching performances. I mean, What can you say about this offense? Is it an issue just with this offense, or do we just watch this team too much and it happens to other teams?
Maybe a little bit of both, all of the above. I've talked about it many times. It's just like sustaining the drive with the offense. We're just having a hard time doing that. We'll have a couple of games, and we had up till today, I think we had four out of five. We're really good. And so we're starting to click here and get this thing rolling. And we just can't get off the mat and put anything together for an extended period of time. And we haven't all year. just one of those things. I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. So just keep waiting for it to happen. I'd say these guys have done it before. Sound like a broken record. They've done it before. They're capable. We all know that. But we have to do it. And we're not being able to do that right now.
We're on like 10 appearances.
No. I just went and looked at it. It's just stupid, the run he's been on. And it happens. Montero the other day, and he gave up the 2-out, 3-run homer. He had been on some kind of crazy run too. And you feel good bringing him guys in, but he's been just as solid as anybody in our pen. I mean, we've even floated the option is while we're doing this closer thing that, we're going to close with him today, if we get down there and he's available. That's how well he's been pitching.
Did you want to say
this? Yeah. Is there a sense of disappointment after a game like this?
Yeah. I expected to win this game when we came in. I thought we were going to score runs. We didn't score runs. Got a great, great start, which is, even we scored runs. Who knows what would have happened, after we bring in the bullpen. I mean, that's one of the things. But, I felt really good about today. Just going into it, thinking, all right, our offense is clicking here a little bit, and we're going to continue this on and take some momentum into the next series. Didn't happen.
How good do you get in terms of score, but how frustrating is it from the offensive standpoint to when you see what Grant Holmes did and to just put up one run?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a great start from him. 15 punch outs. Like I said, got away there then. Just couldn't get anything going early. Gomber was mixing it up. A lot of breaking stuff, a lot of off speed. Kept us off balance, just couldn't get it going.
Did you feel the past week or so was kind of had some momentum going before today, hitting with runners in scoring position better?
Yeah,
than
I think at bats have been better. I think, obviously we've been putting up some runs. Win the last couple series, and we didn't get the sweep today. Couldn't get it going, but we keep building up some series wins. We'll get this thing going.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.